USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House is nearing a vote on President Biden's nearly $2 trillion social spending plan. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill will help working families. If it passes the House, it will then go to the Senate, where she says big changes could be made.
The Senate will act its will on it, but whatever it is, it will still be transformative and historic.
The bill doesn't have any support from House Republicans. The jury in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is continuing. The teenager is accused of shooting three people and killing two of them during police protests last year. Earlier in the day, the judge banned a news network from the courtroom. A man who claimed to be an MSNBC producer was stopped by police the night before after he was allegedly following the jury bus. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
A mother is mourning the loss of her son in Afghanistan.
Gold Star mother Paula Kanas Self, mother of Ryan Kanas, killed in Afghanistan during the disastrous withdrawal in Kabul. Paula was a guest on Fox Nation Patriot Awards Wednesday evening and demands accountability from the Biden administration.
The politics that was part of this was not military strategy in Kabul. And so this is a valuable member of our society who not just gave it all, the 12 others that gave it all of our families. We are deeply hurt that our president and the administration has not come forth to say who is responsible for our children's deaths.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Governor Greg Abbott tweeted a video of the state's latest attempt to secure the Texas-Mexico border. 20 shipping containers lined up along the riverbank next to the international bridge that connects Eagle Pass with Mexico. Behind the containers, images showed a fleet of Department of Public Safety patrol cars and dozens of officers walking around. Abbott had touted the idea of using shipping containers at the border on October 28th when he was a guest on Fox News. He said on that day that the National Guard was to begin placing containers at potential migrant crossing points to serve as a blockade to prevent them from coming across the border. Abbott, who's up for re-election next year, has made immigration enforcement a priority for his administration, pushing an agenda that includes building more barriers along the border, directing troopers to arrest migrants crossing the Rio Grande, and deploying the National Guard to different parts of the border and suing the Biden administration for what the governor has described as President Biden's open border policies. The shipping containers are the latest technique that the state has deployed to halt migrants at the border. In September, troopers created a mile-long wall of patrol vehicles along the riverbank in Del Rio after more than 1,500 asylum-seeking migrants, most of them from Haiti and other parts of Latin America, gathered under the international bridge there. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.